Time now to talk a little bit of racing with Brad Davidson. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Ben Curry, this story up there in Queensland, he's been granted a stay of proceedings, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. He went to the QCAT yesterday and, granted a stay of proceedings on his suspension. So, that's a stay of proceedings until 5 business days after his internal review is handed down. So, basically he's... So I'd argue yesterday that, you know, that he'd been suspended without being convicted or anything and even entering a plea to the 7 charges and that he'd be pleading not guilty. So he's received that that stay of proceedings and it's created, I guess, a lot of debate in social media circles. But, that's how the story lies at the moment.
Yeah, initially I think there was 28 charges, plus there's been 4 positive swabs and plus now the new 7 charges.
Yep, exactly. There's a lot of charges to answer there. So, I won't say too much.
No, of course. I mean,
yeah.
But, yeah. Good news for Paddy Webster and Happy Clapper too, buddy.
Yeah, yep. In that All-Star Mile. So, it's great news there and looking forward. I know there's been a lot of talk about this race and, you know, whether there's probably five or six horses new that can't win the race already. But at the end of the day, you know, there's these teething issues in year one. I'm sure they'll sort them out year two and lift that minimum rating to stop that happening. But everyone's talking about the race, so I don't think it's as bad a thing as everyone thinks.
Mm. A couple of horses are in doubt for the Blue Diamond tomorrow down there at Caulfield.
Yeah, Loving Gabby, of course, you know, one of the favourites in Shopmaker. They'll be re-inspected by vets today ahead of the Blue Diamond after both presenting with lameness in their right forelimb. So, never ideal in the lead up to a big Group One that things like this happen, but I'm sure the vets will cast their eye over there and make the professional opinion. And I'm sure if they line up, they'll be ready to rumble, and if not, they'll be scratched.
We're on the search here for the wet trackers, aren't we? Have you found one?
Well, that's a little bit of a query with Rose Hill. As I've put it, today I'm actually going to just hold fire with Rose Hill because the couple that I did like were. With dry trackers, so I'm just not sure how wet it's actually going to be now. I'm still waiting for the update to come through this morning.
I'm just trying to find it. I can't find an update about overnight rain.
Not yet, but I'm just having a look. Like if I did the rainfall at Rose Hill last 24 hours, it seemed to be about 11 mil overnight in the region. So how much of that actually hit the track or not, I'm not sure. And, you know, there's just the forecast of 1 to 5 mil for today and tomorrow. So could we be on a heavy track? Could we be on a soft 5, soft 6? It's a real up-in-the-air one at the moment. And, for that reason, I'd hate to steer punters the wrong way there. And I found it a really tricky meeting, to be honest.
Oh, Brad, just on that, Andrew Bensley, quick as a flash, 12 mil.
12 mil.
12 mil overnight. But you want to concentrate on Canterbury, which is fair enough.
Yeah, I want to concentrate on Canterbury. I think there's two nice bets there tonight. Race 4, number 1, Kanunga. I think she's the best of the night around that $2.10 mark. She bolted in last start. She's won her 2 runs back from a spell and basically meets a very similar field as she did to last start. So she won, you know, comfortably that night. I know she goes up a couple of kilos, but she's going to be up on speed. The rail's out 6 metres. I think that'll be the place to be. And happy to be with her at the $2.10. I thought she was the best of the night and probably the best of the weekend, considering there's that little question mark of how wet Rose Hill will be tomorrow.
And best value?
Yeah, race 8, number 2, Boomtown Rat. Around the $10 marker, I just think third up to a mile, he's ready to do something with this horse. I loved his first up run. Second up, he just got too far back. And look, he's only beaten a half length by Foreign Territory that day. And Foreign Territory comes up about $2.70 here versus $10. So Kieran McAvoy stays aboard. The wet track won't bother him. I know that probably brings a couple of the other horses into the race, like Foreign Territory and Clever Nick. But I just think at $10 each way, he's worth a play there. He won once he got up to the mile last preparation. So happy to make him the best value. I'm looking forward as well, guys, to getting out to this BSB lunch today. I'll be out there. So looking forward to meeting a few of the listeners and having a bit of a chat and a good time out at the lunch.
We look forward to seeing you out there this afternoon, mate. And plenty of the listeners will be chewing your ear off, mate, because you've delivered them a lot of cash over the last couple of weeks. So we'll see you out there this afternoon and we'll talk next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.